What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 79 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, it's actually going to be kind of a sad one because we're going to be talking about the death of the Volkswagen Beetle, something nobody ever thought would even happen, but it looks like it's going to be a reality. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. So yes, everybody, the Volkswagen Beetle is on its way to the graveyard. And it's something, it's crazy just to even think about because it's such an iconic car that's been throughout literally the entire world in every single country practically. It's almost surreal that it's even happening. And it's just a mixture, you know, of a couple different things. And one of the big shift that's kind of going on is this move to hybrids and electrics. The reason for that is, and a lot of people wondering why it's going that way, why not just make an electric, you know, Beetle or hybrid Beetle? The thing is, Volkswagen's just not interested. And that's something we'll get to in just a moment. But for the Beetle itself, when is it actually being discontinued? Well, mid to late 2019 is going to be your last opportunity to acquire a brand new 2019 Volkswagen Beetle. And again, it's not like the Smart where it was going away from the United States and staying in other parts of the world. The Volkswagen Beetle is literally being eradicated from total 100% deduction. It's legitimately heading to the graveyard. And that's something that's honestly kind of sad to think about. Again, it's just, it has such a history in the automotive world and actually world history too. You know, let's actually just get into that right now. Just a little bit of history for you. It was created and developed in 1945 by the one and only Dr. Ferdinand Porsche. And it was developed for, to be known as the people's car, for the car for people to drive. And there's a little bit more to that actual side of history involving the World War II era, but this is not that type of podcast. We're just going to skip over that one right now. And the vehicle was sold, you know, in the hundreds of thousands and millions throughout the entire world. And again, getting as to why it's going out of production, again, Volkswagen is just simply not interested. I actually have a quote here from Volkswagen, a U.S. CEO, and if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, Mr. Heinrich Wabkin, I believe I'm saying that, and here's what he actually said in a public statement. He's saying, as we move to being a full-line, family-focused automaker in the U.S. and ramp up our electrification strategy with the MEB platform, there is no immediate plans to replace it, it meaning the Volkswagen Beetle. But as we have seen with the ID Buzz, which is the modern and practical interpretation of the legendary bus, I would also say never say never. So what they're saying is they're cutting out the Beetle right now because it's just not something they're interested in doing anymore. They want to shift their focus into other things, but they're also not saying they won't bring it back at some point. With a car of this magnitude, in terms of development and rich history, I have no doubt in my mind that they will bring it back after so much time, but as for now, it's pretty much coming to a close. It's on its way to its own gravestone. But now is actually your last chance to own a 2019 final edition Volkswagen Beetle, which is going to start just over $23,000. It's going to feature a 2-liter four-cylinder engine that is going to be developing a whopping 174 horsepower, which is a lot better than what it used to be. But in regards to this episode, talking about the legendary Volkswagen Beetle, ladies and gentlemen, that's actually all we have. Now is your last chance to get one. Get one while you can and add it to your collection. That's all we got for episode number 79. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, feel free to head over to the YouTube channel if you're not there already. If you like what you see, hit that subscribe button. And if you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. And again, as a friendly reminder, if you guys are ever looking for favorite merchandise from your favorite car company, whether it be a hat, shirt, jacket, accessory. Don't forget to check out some of the links in bio. I got a coupon code for you guys, www.tog.com. Now, if you ever need anything from me, don't hesitate to shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Last but most certainly not least, don't forget to tune into our next episode, episode number 80. We're going to be talking about Dodge and how they're introducing wide body kits to the Charger and the already existing Challenger. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.